his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be back here another Saturday evening to really go into the Word of God. God has been so good to us. He has kept us, and we are here to dive into his word and to see what he's saying to us during this time. So we are going to pray before we begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies towards us. Thank you for your faithfulness, for you are a faithful God. You're always there for us, Almighty God. So we just thank you, mighty God, that as we come this evening, we look to you, O God, for you are our help. So, Almighty God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God, Almighty Lord, that your people will hear your word and purpose in their hearts, O God, Almighty Lord, to trust you and to obey your word. Father God, we pray right now, O God, Almighty Lord, against any hindrances, any obstacles, any distractions that will come, O God, Almighty, to distract your people. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God, that every ear, O God, Almighty Lord, will be inclined towards your word, and that your word, O God, will penetrate the deep recesses of our hearts, bringing, O God, transformation in us. Father, we look to you this evening, no other help but you. Without you, we can do nothing, O God, so our dependence is on you this evening. So we thank you for the word coming forth. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, for the effect that this word will have on our lives. Oh God, a transforming effect in the name of Jesus. Father, we look to you and we give you thanks and praise. And we look to you again for a beautiful evening spent in your presence, in your word. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We continue in the book of James, the epistle of James. And we are in chapter 3. Last week we stopped at verse 11 of chapter 3, and we will be continuing from there. But the word of God is just reminding us through the Apostle James to practice what we have been taught. Practice the word of God. So James' letter is really a practical teaching relevant to Christians from every walk of life. So it was written at that time when James wrote it to the Jewish Christians dispersed all abroad. But this word is still relevant to us today, people of God. And we know the main theme of James is to show how the believers in Christ must exercise their faith in their everyday living. So our faith is a practical thing. Our faith must be lived out. Our faith is not just lip service, but our faith must be lived out. So our daily lives should reflect our faith. It should reflect who we serve. So we should be living godly lives. We should be living a life that is pleasing and honorable to God. So we want to have active faith. We want to do what God has called us to do. We want to obey his word, not just be hearers only of the word, but doers of the word. So last week we started chapter 3 of James, which speaks about our little member called the tongue, which is so much deadly at times because of what it says. So our words, we must be able to guard our tongue, guard our words, and let our words come forth in a way with grace and attractive to those who hear what we say. We cannot be spilling words from our mouth just carelessly. So we have to come to that place of asking the Holy Spirit to help us to guard our tongue, to guard what we say. Because people of God, the word tells us that every other animal and every other beast can be tamed. Only the tongue cannot be tamed. So we are not in a position to control ourselves, our speech. But we have the Holy Spirit of God in us who enables us and who is able to give us that self-control. He's the one who produced self-control in us, that we can be able to control what we say. We have to be so very careful, people of God, because our words tells who we are. What comes out of the man, Jesus says, defile him. So we want to go forth and to ask the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, and to help us to speak his truth in love. We can speak truth, people of God, but it can come forth like it's not in love. So we want to speak our truth clearly and in love. So the person who hears what we say will know and understand that we are saying what we're saying to benefit them, to help them to grow in Christ. So we want to be people who bless and not curse. So James was saying in James chapter 3, 11, does a fountain send forth this at the same place sweet water and bitter? He asked that question. And we can ask ourselves this question. Should we be blessing and cursing from the same mouth? No. God has called us to bless. Jesus said we should bless even those that curse us, even those that hate us, bless them. Bless and curse not. That's what Jesus says. So we can't be sending forth from our mouth beautiful and nice words, blessing God with our mouth, and then cursing men, cursing people who are made in his image. People of God, these things are not supposed to be. So we don't want to be like that fountain that sent forth sweet and bitter water. This can't be. We have never seen a fountain that can send forth both sweet and bitter water at the same time. So what the word is saying, that we as children of God should not be using our same mouth to bless and also to curse. We should be blessers and not cursers. Verse 12 of James chapter 3. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. So James was saying, can a fig tree bear olive berries? No, that's not possible. Either a vine figs? No, that's not possible. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? So he was saying, so a fountain cannot yield salt water and fresh. So we as God's people, we can't be blessing with the same mouth and cursing with the same mouth. It's not supposed to be. This is contrary to the word of God. Look at verse 13 of James chapter 3. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Now James was saying that those that are among the saints who see themselves as wise and knowledgeable should show it by their good conduct with meekness of wisdom. And it is just telling us, people of God, when one is wise, he is a meek person. And meek doesn't mean that you're weak. Meek means that you are submissive and that you have your strength under control. So we are called to be meek people. Jesus tells us, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So if we are truly wise people of God, we will walk in meekness. James said, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show by his conduct. Let him show by his good conduct. People of God, we are called to be godly. We are called to be holy. The word of God says, be holy, for I am holy. Be set apart. We are called to be set apart from the things of this world. We are called to show forth God's glory and praise. We are called to walk in humility and walk in meekness. Remember our Savior, he is meek and lowly in heart. Our Savior that we are called to follow, we are called to imitate him. So we are called to walk in humility and meekness and conduct ourselves in a godly way that the world will see Christ in us and come to glorify his name. So we are called to be different. We are called to conduct ourselves in a way that brings honor and glory to the name of Christ. Look at verse 14 of James chapter 3. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. So James was saying to the saints and saying to us in this time, people of God, if we have bitter envy and strife in our hearts, this is nothing to boast about. And lie not against the truth. Don't lie and say that you don't have that envy and strife. And if you look into your life and you find that you have envy and strife, you are so contentious in your heart, ask the Lord to help you. Confess. It's a sin. So confess your sin. God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So if we have bitter envy and strife in our hearts, don't boast about that, James said. This is nothing to boast about. And don't lie against the truth, because you should know that if you have envy and strife in your heart, you should know your heart. Who can examine you but you? Examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. No one can examine you but you. You know your heart, and the Lord knows the heart. So the Lord knows if we have bitter envy and strife, and we know. And if we know, we know it is sin, so we should confess to God, Lord, help me to get rid of this envy in my heart and this strife that continuously besetting me. And people of God, these are some of the things that beset us. These are some of the weight that we carry around with us. Envying. We are so covetous and contentious in our hearts. We want to be people of God who goes around with a clean heart, a pure heart. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We want to see God in our lives. We want to see him lifted high. We want to see him exalted in our lives, people of God. And we have to do something about it. We have to ask him to cleanse us. Cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness, so that we can walk in holiness and in truth, showing forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ, being true followers of Christ. True imitators of Christ. We are called to imitate him. And the word tells us that he is meek and lowly. He is perfect in all his ways. And he's calling us also to that completion in him. He's calling us to that stature in him, that height in him that we ought to reach as his people. So he's calling us up higher. And James makes it so clear to us in this practical teaching that we are to live the Christian life. We are not just to speak it, but we are to live it, showing others Jesus. We are to show him to the world. We are to show him in every area of our lives. Verse 15 of James chapter 3. He said, this wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. So James was saying, if we have this bitter envy and strife in our heart, we are not walking in godly wisdom. He said, this wisdom that we have, if we have this envy and this bitterness in our heart, is not from above, but is earthly, is sensual, it's devilish. This is worldly wisdom. That's how the world lives. in contention, in covetousness, in strife. This is how the world lives. So if we as children of God are living that way, we are living a worldly life. It's sensual. So we are being driven by our senses. We are not being led by the Spirit. It's devilish. That's what James said. This is demonic. This wisdom is of the world, operated by the senses, influenced by demons. That's what James was saying. It's devilish. So we don't want to be influenced by the devil. We want to go forth and be doers of God's word. We want to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to live in godly wisdom. We don't want to be going forth envying and striving, because we do not show forth the praise of Jesus Christ when we conduct ourselves in that way. Verse 16 of James chapter 3. The word said, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Anywhere there is envying, anywhere there is strife, there is always a lot of confusion and every evil work, as James said. So we know that envying and strife arise from the old carnal nature, and it brings confusion and evil deeds among us. This envy and strife is of the devil. James himself said that this is devilish. This envy and strife brings confusion. The word of God tells us that God is not the author of confusion, but he's the God of peace. He is the God of shalom. He is the God who wants us to walk in wholeness, in complete well-being. So when we are walking in confusion, this is not of God. It's evil. This is evil work. So we have to come to understand, people of God, and be able to identify when we are stepping out of line. We as children of God has to understand that I am not walking in alignment with God's word. And we have to come to the Lord and confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we have to confess, people of God, when we find out that we are envying one another, we are striving against each other, where confusion sets in, we have to know that this is evil work. And we have to confess it and ask the Lord to help us. He's willing, he's able to help us. But if we do not confess our sins, we will continually walk in sin and walking out of fellowship with God. God is calling us back into close fellowship, people of God. He's calling us to that place of complete obedience to his will and to his way. Look at verse 17 of James chapter 3. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Look at how James described the wisdom that is from above, godly wisdom. He said this wisdom is first pure. So people of God, when we go forth with purity of heart, when our hearts are clean, when we have the right intention, the right motive doing what we're doing, then we have godly wisdom. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. People of God, the wisdom from above is peaceable. The wisdom from above does not strive, is not contentious. So we need godly wisdom, people of God. So if we are not displaying these qualities, then we don't have godly wisdom. We have to admit it. And the word of God tells us in James 1 that if we lack wisdom, we should ask of God and he will give it to us liberally, without upbraiding us. So the word of God is saying, and James is describing here godly wisdom. He said the wisdom that is from above is first pure. The motives are right. The intentions are right. Then peaceable. This wisdom is peaceable. It seeks for peace, people of God. It's gentle. gentleness. Paul said to the Philippians in Philippians 4, let your gentleness or let your moderation be known unto all men. Be gentle to everyone. Sometimes we are gentle to some people and we are so harsh with some people. Why? Because we do not have the godly wisdom that we need. And people of God, if we don't have that godly wisdom, we need to ask of God and he will give it to us. So James said this wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. It's gentle and easy to be entreated. This wisdom is willing to yield to others. This wisdom is approachable, people of God. When we are wise people, we are approachable. We are able to yield to others. We are willing to yield to others. And we are approachable. That's what the word entreated there mean. Willing to yield to others. It also means approachable. So people of God, we need to be people who are approachable. Children of God, we need to be people who are approachable. We need to be like our Master, our Jesus, our Lord was. Easily entreated, he was approachable. People from every walks of life could come to him. They weren't afraid to go to him. They would easily come to him, even the children. And remember, people of God, when we look back in those days when Jesus walked here on earth, women and children had to take the back seat. They were to be seen and not heard. But the women could run to Jesus. They could approach him. This rabbi was different from the other rabbis. The women could become disciples in those days. Women were not disciples, but when Jesus came, he changed everything. The women could come and follow Jesus. The children could come and follow Jesus. Jesus was approachable. So we as his people need to be approachable. We need to be easily entreated. Willing to yield to others, full of mercy. This is what godly wisdom is when we are full of mercy and good fruits. So we should be bearing good fruits, people of God, fruits of righteousness. And Galatians 5:22-23 tells us about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, temperance, all those are fruit of the Spirit. So when we are wise, we bear good fruit because we are yielded to the Holy Spirit. When we are wise, we are yielded to the Holy Spirit and he bear those fruits in us. So we are to be people that are full of mercy, showing that we are now displaying godly wisdom, bearing good fruits without partiality and without hypocrisy. So people of God, we want to be people who bear good fruits. We don't want to be partial, people of God. We don't want to treat one person better than the other. We don't want to be hypocritical. We want to be who we say we are wherever we go. We don't want to be two-faced. We behave one way among these people and among the other people, we behave another way. We want to be true. We want to be true Christians who truly show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to walk in godly wisdom. For the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. It's gentle and easy to be entreated. It's approachable, this wisdom. Full of mercy. Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And good fruits. Bear good fruits, people of God. We are called to bear fruits of righteousness. But we can't do this on our own. But we have the Holy Spirit of God to help us to bear good fruits and to be true ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We want to live without partiality. We don't want to show favorites, people of God. And we want to live without hypocrisy in our lives. So we want to be true Christians, true ambassadors for Christ. those who will go forth and represent Christ well. We don't want to, people to have a question sign to wonder, is that person really saved? But we want to shine in such a way. We want to show forth the glory of Jesus Christ. We want to honor his name by the life we live. So we want to ask the Lord to give us godly wisdom, wisdom from above that will help us to live this life here on earth, live in holiness and godliness, showing forth godly characteristics in every area of our lives. People of God, we are called up higher. Jesus is calling us up higher to a higher standard of living. People of God, we are that city on that hill. We are the city on a hill that can't be hid. So we don't want to obscure our light. We want to continuously shine brightly for Jesus. So the world will see Christ in us and come to glorify him. Verse 18, that's the last verse of James chapter 3. Verse 18 of the word says, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. This fruit of righteousness, James said, is sown in peace of them that make peace. So we are to be people who produce the fruit of righteousness, and it is sown in peace. And we can only produce this fruit as the Holy Spirit produces them in us. So we are to bring forth fruits of righteousness, which is sown in peace of them that make peace. So we are to be sowers of God's peace. Wherever we go, we should be peacemakers. Jesus said in Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So when we go forth and we are peacemakers, wherever we go, we shall be called the children of God. We are here, people of God, to be those that reconcile, we are here to reconcile each other to God. We are here to tell people the good news that Jesus Christ saved and be reconcilers, not those who tear apart with our words, but we are here to reconcile, bring forth words, good news. We should be bringers of good news that will bring reconciliation between man and God. Man will decide that we have to turn to God through Jesus Christ because of the words that we are speaking from our mouth. So we should be sowing seeds that will bring forth peace or reconciliation in the hearts of men. So the word of God said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. God bless you here this evening. We have come to the end of chapter 3 of James, and I trust that you have learned something from this chapter that will help you to grow in your Christian walk. God bless you. We are going to pray. Father, we thank you again for who you are. Thank you for your word to your people. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you will keep us, oh God, focus upon you, Jesus, that the word will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path as we continually look to you and praise and honor and give you glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And we pray that we will be back here by God's will next week to continue in the book of James. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.